Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? It's time to discuss Season 2, Episode 2 of 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days. We've got toxic relationships, hopeless romantics, and of course, our special segment, What Do You Think? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's driving me out of my mind.
Yes.
That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Mr. Kisser Lover, that girl is poisonous.
A lot of poisonous girls too. You're not gonna lie, it's a mix of both.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I'm your girl Alex Bowers, and I'd like to introduce you to my wonderful co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. It's so good to be back.
Yes. Hi guys, Linda Antwi. I missed you last
week.
I'm really super excited about this episode. It was really long. But we have a lot to say, and we have a lot of tea in the news and gossip section. What did you guys think about the episode altogether?
It was a little slow, but I thought it was good. Some of the things I was disappointed in, I wanted to see some of the couples meet, but we weren't able to.
Yeah, we only saw
two. I'm like, I'm 3 hours invested in this, and some of the couples I still haven't met. It reminds me of Azan and Nicole, where I waited all season for them to meet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
we have a lot of ghosts on the show.
For real.
A lot of ghosts in us.
A lot of catfishing, maybe.
Catfish all day long.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like Neve, again, needed to pop out, like, with the camera.
Something.
I feel like, we were kind of talking about this earlier, like, I feel like the couples might not be as smart as the previous couples.
They're ridiculous.
Linda, I mean,
let's just be real. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, but I was like, would you travel halfway across the world with someone to meet someone that is the quote-unquote love of your life and you've never even seen them in video? You only texted with them? That sounds ridiculous to me.
And pay all that money? But, I mean...
I completely agree. And last episode, last after show, I said, told everyone I would compare certain couples to other couples we had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I have about 4 or 5 couples. So at the end of each discussion, I'll actually compare and you guys can tell me what you think.
Sounds good.
Okay. First couple, Rachel and John. Now, Rachel flew to England with her baby and it didn't start off quite well when he left her high and dry at the airport. She had to take the train with her 8-month-old.
I didn't like that. She had a new, like, an 8-month-old with her. She even said she's never traveled with her. Why would he not meet her at the train station and make it a priority? Because, I mean, she's traveling.
Linda.
I know, I'm sorry, my face.
Come on.
It was ridiculous.
And I still have a problem with her traveling with her baby. And she was like, we're a package, but what about your other kid?
Right.
I'm just thinking, you guys say you've been dating for 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been planning for at least, I'll give you 6 months for this trip. Planning for 6 months is a long time, so you know when she's coming in. Even in the show that I watch, you had a calendar and you had stars and you had, like, stickos saying, she's coming, she's coming, she's coming. So what prevented you from meeting her at the airport? Meanwhile, this chick has never left the United States. Her first international trip with an 8-month-old, so not even a year old child.
Yeah.
And she's having to take a train to Paddington Station, which I know she didn't know where she was going.
No.
And you got your luggage in one hand and your carrier in the other hand and your man can't meet you.
I could not do it.
Foreign country.
Yeah. It was absolutely ridiculous.
That would have been my, like, red flag. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting on the plane going back home.
Right.
That just shows you a lot.
Did you guys like that they threw it back 24 hours?
No.
To show us the other person's, like, point of view?
I did, for me personally, just because when they kissed, I needed to know what was the backstory of that. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in news and gossip.
Mm-hmm.
But bleh.
Right. So you don't really like him that much. I'm getting that vibe.
I'm not sure about this couple. I think that they're going to last, but they're not my favorite so far.
And you?
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
I don't have a favorite yet. Stand out that I'm like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. Like, other seasons.
Well, it's really hard. They make it hard.
They make it,
like,
difficult.
The decisions they make, it's just like, come on now. A 12-year-old knows better.
And I just didn't like the fact that he was at the airport picking her up. So that showed me a clear sign. So I am not for this couple as of now.
It was like right off the bat, you're already messing up, dude. Come on. It was pretty ridiculous. But
it's kind of selfish.
So far for this couple, I don't know how I feel either. I'm with you, Linda. Mm-hmm. It's just like they haven't given us enough. We saw the kiss or whatever, and maybe that kind of made up for him being late. But for me, if I'm traveling all this way and you're not there to pick me up,
yeah,
I don't want to see you anymore. Leave me alone. It's over. I'm going
back. And Alex, what was he busy doing? Because all I saw was he was walking down the street and then he's puking, brushing his teeth. So like, what were you so busy doing that you couldn't get to the airport?
He was meeting his friends too. Did you see that was before?
Yeah, before you were drinking. So were you hungover?
Right. And really important question. Where did the toothbrush come from?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have an answer to that.
Okay. We'll definitely get to that.
It's going to be real realistic, though. He's like, I got to brush my teeth before I kiss her. Right. Like, this is, what are we, what else are we going to, how mm-hmm. much more realistic are we going to get?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited.
It's definitely a lot of, I wouldn't say drama yet, but it's, with this couple, not
I see
too much
the
drama.
I see the drama coming.
Because he kind of sheds light on stuff that he hasn't completely been honest to Rachel about.
Yeah, I'm curious about his criminal background because he keeps saying that it's more extensive than she knows. Mm-hmm. I also think it's interesting that he lives at home with his mom.
Right. She never told us that on the first episode. I thought that was interesting too. Yeah.
And he works in like waste management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, all of it, like sending the umbilical cord to him and him not knowing anything about babies. I'm looking at like the gifts that he got, the baby, and it's all like, that baby's 8 months old. You can't have those type of gifts yet. Like the plastic.
Blow up. Yeah, that's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
It even says a label, like, not for kids under three.
All of that. I was like, oh, this is a real train wreck happening.
Right. I think he... Oh, I don't know. I don't really... Yeah, I see it as a train wreck. I don't think... I think she's... For him to date her while she was pregnant, I think that's a clear red flag, too.
Right.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, like when he said nothing changed, and then she was on the phone, or he was on the phone with her while she was having the baby. It's like, oh, that's...
Something had to change, I feel like. That's like too much of a... That's a huge moment in your life. And you're just like, oh, it doesn't matter. I love her so much. Like,
you meet this dude, and you guys are online communicating. I can't even say dating. And then she doesn't tell you until she's like... somewhere halfway pregnant.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. Here's my belly. Oh, don't worry, baby. Nothing's changed. I still love you. That's weird.
Yeah. But I mean, as we, one of our fans, Teacher Jan's favorite from the live chat said, they already reported that they got married and she's living over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is she taking care of him financially? I want to know.
I don't know. Our fans will probably, you know, let us know.
Thanks
that.
For
they
that
keep
information.
Up with everything. What other shows can they keep up with?
Yes, you guys. Buzz? Well, you guys can actually reach us on iTunes and see us there. And you can go and rate us and give us 5 stars. And then you can also sign up for another account and give us another 5 stars. And you guys can leave comments. We love reading your comments. We take them all into consideration for the future episodes. And you guys can check us out on YouTube. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But right now, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So the ones you guys are always watching and fans of, you guys are doing drama shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dramas,
yep.
Reality. Subscribe. And by subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored, made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, because those can get so annoying, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Woo! Shoutouts.
Hashtag shoutouts.
For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. While you were reading that, mm-hmm. I kind of started laughing because I look down and I see Paul's name in my notes. And I don't know what you guys think, but Paul is like really, really funny. He doesn't even try to be. He's just like so goofy.
Goofy-er.
Him and Karini. Their whole like relationship is so funny. I think they're one
you
of the funniest
like
couples.
You mean like the whole like, you have to hear my phone as a translator
yes.
type of thing?
And he's just so awkward and like goofy and just like, he's like a breath of fresh air when the show is like really long and sometimes you don't see what you want. It's just kind of funny to see Paul there. What are your thoughts, Linda?
I mean, I remember him from season 1 of Before the 90
yeah.
Days.
Yeah.
And he was super annoying. And he's like paranoid and mm-hmm. he's like a hypochondriac and he's I want to say like paranoid schizophrenic. I don't know.
Something.
But like he's extra all the way. And I love how Karini is just like, oh, he's so dramatic. Because he really is. Mm-hmm. About everything.
But she, like, she really cares for him, I feel like. Maybe a little. Well, at first I really didn't think so. But then she set up his hotel room and had the net. And
that net
everything
was so
set up for him. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. She took him into consideration in that. And she took she looked at the little things that bugged him. And she had it there for him.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't all happy for the longest, though, because he did bring up John. He showed her his phone and was like, you're commenting hard eyes and stuff on this guy's pictures. What is this about?
She's flirting with other guys.
Yeah.
From other American
guys. But you can go.
I just feel like he's super insecure. I think Paul is super insecure. If this lady, you spent 3 months last year with her, or 4 months ago, like they said on the show, but I feel like it was last year.
Yeah.
And then you're spending another 3 months with her. You proposed to her. You've gone through all these things. She said yes. Obviously, she wants to be with you. So an emoji on some random dude's face or Facebook page or wherever it was online shouldn't really make you have that serious of a conversation where you're like, I want you to, last year it was STD check, this year is I want you to get a pregnancy check.
Test.
Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
She got pissed and just walked
away.
Yeah,
I would be pissed too. Yeah.
Do you think he's paranoid?
I think
he's super anxiety.
I think he's insecure. Okay. And I think that he feels like she's out of his league, and that's why he'll never trust her. That's the problem. If you're insecure and you don't trust, then you're going to always be looking for something.
So you don't think he has a reason to be?
I mean, I didn't say all that.
Would you get upset, Linda, if someone did that you were dating or going to marry?
I think that...
Because I'll be livid.
I think I would be mad, but at the same time, I think that with their language barrier and it being like Brazil, it's a little different. But I don't know.
A little bit more culturally, flirtatious and stuff. Yeah.
Word on the street is John is actually gay. So he's not even looking to Karini in that way. He actually reached out to Paul because he found out that Paul was worried about him and said, hey, just so you know, I am a gay guy who's training Karini and giving her fitness advice. So it's not even like that.
So it could just be like she's joking around, like, oh, you know.
Yeah, maybe she's flirting and she doesn't know that he's gay, do you think? Because she doesn't understand, like, the culture.
Well, I get it. I have gay friends. And, like, I don't do those emojis, but I get kind of why she would put those just to, like, joke around or just to kind of be like, oh, you look hot. You look great.
Yeah.
Not, like, in an I like you kind of way, but like, in a way.
I respect your training.
Yeah.
And your body's looking good because you're putting in the hard work.
Yeah. And she was laughing when he showed her the stuff. Like, she couldn't even take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, and then she got obviously serious, but I don't know. Do you like this couple?
They're kind of boring. But I think all...
I actually kind of like them. I just think they're so funny. They just add life to the show.
The translator?
I think that's so funny. last episode, we asked if you could be in love with someone if you can't actually communicate. Linda, you aren't here. What do you think?
I'm having a hard time believing it. Because, you know, like, say you're in the moment and you're saying XYZ. And then you have to wait. Pause. Translate. Understand. And, like, no, my moment has passed. But... these two have stuck it out for so long, so I think that they love each other. I just think that it's going to be a tough road. Like, one of them needs to learn English, and the other one needs to learn Portuguese immediately, if not sooner.
Right.
How does a relationship grow if you're not communicating?
Right. But I think she's going to end up learning English.
Faster
because,
than him,
yeah,
Portuguese.
Because sometimes, like, in the car, she'd say, like, sentences.
I think she understands a little bit.
A little.
But maybe she just can't speak it and, like...
Yeah, well, I remember from last season, she spoke no English. And over the season, her English, she, like, was picking it up.
Good for her. This
season so far, I feel like she's learned a lot more than he has. And she understands more than he has for Portuguese.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing it for him. She loves him. I think he's more into her than she is into him.
Dude, can I just say when he lost his luggage and he was freaking out, I was laughing. Because, like, as a person that travels a lot, you know, sometimes that happens. You just got to go with the flow and you know that they're going to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this dude has had, like, 5 pieces of luggage and he had 4 duffel bags and 2 other bags. I'm like, dude, you're only going for 3 months. You're not moving.
He has so much stuff. Most of it was for her, though.
Was it?
That's what he said. Like, he had tightened the all her pillows and the unicorn slippers. And
that was one bag that he had, like, as a carry-on because he gave it to her that first night. That wasn't his check-in stuff. Because I remember from before, He had boxes, like those treasure boxes.
Yeah,
I like containers.
Containers full of crap, like tents and mosquito thing and like all this stuff. And I know that because he's paranoid, he feels like he's in a third world country, so he has to do all that stuff. But it's really outrageous.
Aww, it is. Poor Paul.
Well, one man packed kind of light, and it was Tariq, unlike Paul. He is from Virginia again. Just a reminder, we learned about him this episode, finally introduced, and he's going to go visit Hazel in the Philippines. He literally had one suitcase. Maybe that's all we saw, but like, does he not plan on staying there long or what?
He said he had 5 outfits that he was packing, so I think he thinks it's like Monday to Friday go out, and I'll just rotate.
The outfits?
Five days.
Clean my clothes?
Yeah.
It's interesting because this season they're bringing in single dads. So it's kind of cool to
see.
They
are.
And so it's a different aspect. But I still think he should be cautious, just like Ricky. This is a situation, I mean, we already know some stuff in news and gossip that's going to come up that this might be a catfish situation.
Yeah, definitely. She said she wouldn't answer the phone because she's shy. Honestly, I would get a refund for my ticket if I could immediately.
Dude, I would not even get a ticket. Like, why are you going to Thailand, dude? You've never seen this chick in real life. You've only texted with her, and you bought a ticket that's like at least thousands of dollars.
He really wants to believe.
Oh, is it?
Yes, he's
smitten by her looks.
Dude, let me send you a bunch of stock photos, and you'd be smitten and call it a day.
I'll say this.
Ridiculous.
I don't understand. Can't they? Oh, because he likes Asian girls, hence he was going into the Asian dating world. I get it. But
I don't have the same sympathy I have for Tariq as I do for Ricky.
Ditto.
Like, I don't know what
I feel the same way. For Ricky, there's something about him, like, I feel like he, and I know we're going to get to him, but I feel like he really believes in true love, and he's, like, that open mind, like, this is my chance. Aww. But with Tariq, I feel like you went to Thailand last year, you had an amazing time, it's probably your first trip abroad, and all of a sudden, you're like, I like Asian chicks, which to me, I mean,
come on,
love is love, like, it's blind, and you don't know who you're going to fall in love with, but you went to the Philippines, and now you like Asian chicks. That sounds kind of weird to me, personally. And then you meet this lady, but you have never, ever seen her in video. Never. And then you bought a ticket to Thailand. Like, I'm glad his brother's going with him. I'm glad.
His brother's funny, too. His brother is very direct and will call her out or call whoever out that he needs to. And then you guys also, before he's going over there, he knows that there's still other men in her life.
Yeah.
Exes.
He said a bunch of exes she's still close
to.
So
she might be spending the night over some dudes at her ex-boyfriend's house.
She left her clothes.
Yeah, she left her clothes there while he's trying to get a hold of her and get her on video chat.
How about when he video chats her? When you're calling someone and they say deny and he rejects, she rejects the call and then texts him like, oh, I'm shy.
Dude, like, come on, girl.
She didn't want that thing to go off because she was at her ex's house or boyfriend.
She's not who she is.
That's true, too.
She doesn't look who she says she is. That's
why. Just be in the dark.
The other thing I wanted to mention, sorry to cut you off there, is that when he said he was taking 5 connecting flights, like, what are you traveling?
Right?
Because, like, that's too much.
And he said it would be a total of, like, 34 hours or 36 hours.
Yeah, 36 hours.
Damn, that's maybe that was a cheap flight.
I know. That's, like, if you can't just... I know, Linda. Okay. I know that Linda.
Okay.
Like,
I just came back from international flight myself, and it was 2 flights.
Yeah, even having to do two flights, you feel like you've just been running a marathon. Like, that's a lot of work.
Why is it 5 flights?
Maybe he was on, like, Expedia trying to get a deal.
Maybe. I don't know. But
I do like that his daughter, like, he talks about his daughter, and then she has autism. I loved that. But I think, too, you should be even more cautious of who you're going to bring around your kid.
Yep. Right.
Because that person has to be very empathetic
and
mature to be around your child.
Well, I compared him to David. only because of the love. Because I saw the Thailand thing, the love of Asian women. Now, as far as being a father, I don't, because I think he does put his daughter first. Like, maybe this is just, like, one bad mistake or whatever. But I really do think he puts his daughter first. And I like that relationship he has with her. But I think he's closest to David of anyone we've seen thus far.
And these guys are they're not young guys. So I don't understand. Like, they're talking about looks the whole time when they're interviewing him. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she has a hot body. Or, oh, she's, like... You know, I'm just so attracted to her. It's like,
right.
What else about her is great? Like, is she a good person?
Yeah, but guys are very visual, right?
So that's not going to change. I mean, you can find girls here.
Yeah, I mean, he's 43. He's a single dad. This girl's 25. And in his mind, out of his league. And she's going for him from what he sees. So, right. You know, I mean.
Well.
Love is love.
I mean, love is visual sometimes, and for guys specifically, if he feels like he's attracted to her, he's going to go for it.
Listen, let me just throw this in here. And then we have Angela. Let's talk about this whole attraction situation, because the whole time we were talking about Angela and Michael, his friends kept calling her a grandma.
Dude, they need their own show.
They were so funny.
They need their own show.
But yeah, so they're just more worried about how she's going to look and, like, she's going to be this white lady. She's going to stand out like a sore thumb. Yeah. Watching her walk through the airport was so funny. Yeah. Everyone just looking like, what in the world is going on here?
And I loved how the friends were like, American women are, what did they say? Bossy. Stubborn. They're bossy. Yeah.
They're like men.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
So I want to give you guys a little feedback on that, because, you know, I just came back from Africa. Mm-hmm. A lot of the African countries are patriarchal. Like, they're very male dominated. Mm-hmm. And, Nigeria is the same. Ghana is the same. Like, they're all very much like that, where the man is the head of the household. It's very, they're very Christian, all of that. So when they see American, quote unquote, women who are, like, powerful and strong and all of these things, it kind of throws them off, because that's not what it's like there specifically. Right. Not saying that you can't be powerful and strong and a woman there, but the man is the head of the household. So I just thought it was funny to see these three guys be like, what's happening? She's not only an elder. Like, respecting your elders is a big thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Big. Like, you just have to have respect. You grew up like that. Awesome, we all grew up like that, where it doesn't matter if you're older than me. Even if I think you're crazy, I'm going to have respect for you, and I'm going to do what you say because you have wisdom, right? So now you have a 30-year-old marrying or dating a 52-year-old.
Right.
Huge age difference.
And he calls her his elder.
Yeah.
Did you guys?
Yeah, he said, I have to respect my elders.
Stacey, I have to respect my elder. But I'm like, this is your...
Let's talk about it.
How do you guys feel about...
Dating, he's not trying to be with her. He's trying to come to America and be with his mentor, Donald Trump.
Exactly. I was going to ask, how do you guys feel about the whole Trump situation? He's like, I look up to him. I love him.
When I saw that photo, I was like, is that for real?
I died a little inside.
Yeah, is that for real? Like, you have a framed photo of Donald Trump in your little shack? For real?
I know. It was so... I kind of like... I'm like, dude, do you even know?
No, he doesn't.
I think he's looking at the... I can kind of make... Okay, I can't see his point of view because I don't... I don't know. But he's, like, looking at it from a business point of view. He's like, I just want to be a successful American businessman.
So who is someone that's successful? Donald Trump. I mean, not that I agree with him, but...
Well, that brings me to my comparison. Who do you think I compared him to?
Michael? I think that you probably... Who's a business trying to be doing business?
Oh, George!
No.
Ah!
No. I compared him to Azin. Because
he's trying to get on the come
up. He is a user. He is a straight up user.
Money.
So that's why I compared him to Azin. That's all he's worried about. He made it clear. My dream is to be a businessman in America.
Yeah.
Like,
all you're seeing, he's seeing his dollar signs. We're seeing his dollar signs in his eyes.
And the American dream.
Yeah.
It was okay, but he seems like kind of like a sweet guy too, so it's kind of funny.
He does, but did you guys see in the preview when she's coming, like you said, when she's coming out of the airport and his first reaction?
Yeah.
You guys gotta check it out. That first reaction.
He said, we need to get a still of that.
Yeah.
He said he'll shrug or something if she looks like older or something than he thought she would or something like that.
Yeah. It's like he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine those moments of when they're first meeting.
Yeah.
Well, really quick, we have two more couples to get through.
Okay.
Ricky and Melissa. Melissa the ghost. How do you feel about this?
I don't think the couple should have been mentioned this episode because you just left us hanging and we didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, but I feel like we kind of needed to, like, see, like, it helped us get to know Ricky a little bit more. And it helped me, like, kind of, like, I don't think it's good to help someone feel bad for someone, but kind of, like, sympathize with him.
I felt really bad for him. I feel like he is one of those, it's all about unconditional love. And he's just going to trust that it's going to work out, which I think is a pure heart. It's hard to find nowadays.
Yeah.
But, like, on the other, my other side was like, dude, you're being super stupid. You bought a ticket. This chick hasn't called you back in 2 days.
Yeah.
She hasn't responded to any of your texts. She didn't pick you up at the airport. You've never seen her again. Another person, you've never seen her even in video.
He said he saw her in a video, but it was like a boomerang.
Yeah, like a boomerang.
Going back and forth.
You know how many boomerangs we do.
Right.
Give me a break right now.
Like, oh my God. Nuh-uh. Someone was playing a boomerang on him.
There really wasn't anything left to him.
I just felt bad because this is what I did. I saw him get there at 7, stop and get flowers. Like, I was like, this is a really expensive first date. You're flying across country. You're acting like it's a first date with flowers and all that. You know, I love it. Get a shot while you're waiting. An hour passes. She's not there. She responds saying, oh, I'm on my way, basically. I'll be 30 minutes late. Then another hour passes and she's not there. And you text like, hey, is everything good?
Yeah. And he's just like, he's trying to take a shot to like let the time pass by. And I just really felt bad.
But how do you fall for someone you've never even seen on video chat?
Listen, I don't know.
Linda, I don't know.
Question. Well,
don't
maybe there were pen pals back in the day. So maybe
it's
kind of like that situation. I don't know. I think you're just kind of like, I think he's looking for a trophy.
Well, I think he just wants love.
He really
wants. I agree with what she said. He's just,
because you got to remember from the first episode, though. Remember, he said that his mom and dad met, and 3 days later they got married.
Yeah,
and they were married for like 30, 40 plus years. Yeah,
yeah.
So I think he thinks in his mind, because you're going to emulate what you see.
Yeah,
right. He thinks that that can happen for him. It didn't happen with his first wife or his second wife, so he's like, I'm all in. Like, this could be it. Like, I'm going back to my roots.
Right.
But don't you think he's a great guy, has a great heart, has a good personality, has a lot going for him. He could have found a woman.
Listen,
here.
I can't.
I don't get it.
I don't like.
I think he's making the
wrong
choices.
I don't want to bash Ricky.
I'm not.
And I know you're not.
But bashing him. Like, I just want to give him some dating tips.
I don't even want to, like, question him right now because I really, really like him.
Yeah.
And I just want him to find love, which is why I compared him to Molly.
Yeah.
He is the sweetheart. He's definitely the guy that we like. We want him to win. He's just really nice.
Let's set Molly up with Ricky.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Should we have a dating show?
Both of their daughters, you know, have a lot to say, pretty much. So that's why I compared them. But let's hop over to this toxic couple. Jesse and Darcy.
They make me upset.
I feel like she's trying to convince him to love her. You can't convince someone or try to, like, I know we talked about this last episode, but, like, lose weight to make them look at you different, because at the end of the day, if the love is not there, the love is not there. Thoughts?
I think they're just toxic. I think he's kind of controlling and, like, emotionally abusive to her.
Yeah. It's kind of even, like, boring to even talk about this couple because it's, like, so, like, it's just blatant disrespect what she takes from him, I feel like. I feel like you don't agree.
No, I agree with you 100%.
It's just
he doesn't
like
her.
No.
And it's apparent on the TV.
It is.
He's mean to her.
Yeah.
He's mean. He's controlling.
He
talks down to her. And what I kept seeing from the last two episodes and even from last season is that you keep forcing her to own up to your mistakes. Dude, you're always blaming her. When are you going to own up to your own mistakes and some of the things that you say and how you instigate the situation and how you don't take responsibility for your own actions?
Right.
You're 24. She's 42. She has 2 kids. Of course she has, like, her ducks in a row. And of course she's organized. She may be a single parent. She may be, like, insecure. But,
preach, girl.
But she's a business owner and a mom and a sister. You're 24.
Yes.
You're a personal trainer. I can go to 24-hour fitness and become a personal trainer
right.
in a day.
Go.
So calm all the way down.
Yes.
Right.
Take several seats because you don't know it all.
And what Kimberly's saying in the live chat, she said she's trying to force him to be what she wants also, and he does so vice versa. So they're trying to create this mold of what they want each other to be. It's not working. And I think it is, she's just settling and he knows it. And he's like, damn, I need to, like, put this woman down so that she stays with me.
Yeah.
Maybe break her down so she'll stay.
I think he came to America to become some, reality, movie, TV.
Oh, and we'll definitely get into that.
And he's using her as the meal
ticket.
He's
abusive.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't
believe we're... Well, I should get into that now because it's time for news and gossip. Oh,
news and gossip. There's so much news and gossip. All right, where are we starting? Are we starting with
Tariq and Hazel?
Tariq and Hazel. So, guys, I found a picture of Tariq and Hazel online, and if you guys can remember from this episode, Hazel looks nothing like the photos that she sent him. So, this is actually what she looks like.
Can we zoom in?
Absolutely, if we can. This is actually what she looks like. And the question online was, are they still together? And as far as everyone knows and what I'm hearing online and researching, they are together. So even though she kind of halfway catfished him, he's all about it still. And then the next photo.
Wow.
Yeah,
right. That's crazy.
So the next photo here we have is...
Yeah, we have John. And a fan, are you going to do this one? You want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay, and a fan, I don't know if you guys want to read all of it, but if we go to the right, John, a fan goes, I don't always believe everything I read, so please tell me that Inside Weekly is wrong about you two. Previously meeting last year, there's a full article with Rachel's post and a GoFundMe page. I've been a big fan of the show since the beginning. Even if somehow this is spun, I am still rooting for love to win. And he responds, this was filmed last year, and what you saw was our first kiss. I can't tell you anything else, which will be explained later on the show. Thank you for your support.
And I'm just going to jump in on this. So if you guys watch or read In Touch Weekly, John and Rachel have met before, and In Touch is reporting on it. They were already engaged at the time of filming, according to In Touch, and they have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and a GoFundMe page. Follow our fairy tale that has raised $1,800 for them to come and meet. And because of his criminal record, they didn't meet, so no one knows what happened with that money. But this is not a brand new couple, and what we're seeing online news is saying it's a hoax a little bit. So they knew each other.
So we're being lied to.
A little bit lied to, yeah. What? All right, let's move on. To
and that's the picture of their GoFundMe.
So yeah, that's the picture of their GoFundMe. It was $1,872. Help us finally be together. And that was posted in June of 2017.
Yeah.
So crazy. So I wonder if TLC researches all these couples before they get them for the show. I mean, that's interesting.
I'm sure they do. But they do. They know what they're doing. Yeah.
Next one.
And
then let's go to the next one.
This is Jesse's IMDb. He actually has 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days listed on here.
Yeah, I think he's a future.
People were going in on the comments,
y'all.
You think
he's a future superstar? Fans, absolutely. What do you think?
He thinks. He is wrong.
All the way
wrong. And he got like a successful, beautiful...
Does he not read the comments? Great. Does he not know that people actually hate him? Goodbye.
Jesse Meester, actor. That's all we need to say. Next.
Bye. You want to do all the things or you want to kind of
swap? So this, I was like, I really felt for them. So this, I found on the 90 Day Savage edition Facebook page.
That is hilarious.
Desperate Housewife, the complete fifth edition. We have Darcy, and then we have our favorite Nicole, and then I always forget her name.
Danielle. Yep.
The three crazies. And I just thought, wow, that's so super accurate. Goodness. Next.
They just all want love.
Yeah, they do.
Just want love.
They do. Guys, this one cracked me up all the way. So it says TCL Queen, y'all. And underneath, it was supposed to be, obviously, TLC.
Yeah. Hey, I misspelled these too. That's
but, like, for real.
But they're paying you. They're paying you.
But
get it right.
For real. For real.
I love her already.
Spell check.
So
hashtag
you
spell
love
check.
Her? I cannot love her. I think
she's entertaining. She's entertaining. She seems fun. We'll see what happens.
All right, next one. Okay, so
get
this
over
one.
Yourself.
So Darcy.
I only shop at.
Right. Makeup by Azan.
Oh my.
Hilarious, right?
Like
Jesse?
He looks like a figure skater or something.
Right, well, he thinks he's a model, right? Model and actor. So I don't know where this was taken, but I think it's hilarious.
Funny.
Makeup by Azan.
And she's a designer, right? Like Darcy?
Yeah.
So she's hooking him up with the
outfits. Okay, guys. So on 90 Day Fiancé, if you guys are interested, Michael does have an Instagram, and it's at BabaKiki26. Okay. I took a look at his Instagram account. It's all about cars, which he says he's an online marketer for cars. And then it has some interesting pictures there of him and some females. So you guys got to check it out. If you want to follow him, follow him. Mm-hmm. And next one.
You want to do a couple more so we can get into what do you think right after?
And this one was just super funny because it was Paul, hashtag 90 Day Fiancé. Oh my God, Paul and all of his damn luggage.
No, where is the lie?
Hey, he doesn't want to leave anything at home.
Yeah, he got everything.
Super, super funny. And then do we have time for one more?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so this one I thought was funny as well, again, from the Facebook 90 Day Fiancé Savage Edition. It says, nice brush. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. And I read online because people were asking him, and we have something that we're probably not going to get into right now. But where did you get the toothbrush from? You puked and all of a sudden there's a toothbrush. And he said that his car was parked across the street and he has like a kit in his car and he pulled the toothbrush from his car.
You guys keep toothbrushes in your...
Heck yeah. I have one in my purse right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. What?
You don't keep not a
no, like absolutely not. It's in my bathroom.
Does anybody else keep
a- I was not expecting you to say that. I thought we were all going to be on the same page. What? Like, absolutely not. He's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, why not, right?
Like, hold me way off guard. Okay, Stacey.
I'm a little crazy, I guess.
Now, let's get into what do you think? Perfect timing. What do you think?
Do you guys have toothbrushes in your car or in your purse?
That's not one of the questions, though.
I know, but I want to ask because now I feel dumb.
Leave it in the comment section, guys.
First question. When it comes to love, do you agree with the saying, age is just a number?
Yes.
Maybe. It depends on how big of an age difference
that's
it is.
That's true, too.
I agree with you. I'm going to say maybe. I definitely think it depends on how big the age difference is and maybe just the couple.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, I'm going to say yes. Love is love. If it's real love, then it shouldn't matter. Your age is just a number.
Okay. Next question. Will Darcy regret letting her kids meet Jesse?
100%. I say yes.
Yeah, because even in this last episode, he was kind of like, she thinks I want to be a... or something he mentioned about...
it's an illusion if she thinks that I'm going to be a father to these children. Why are you saying no?
I say no because Darcy will come up with any excuse to make him look better than he actually does on television.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think she'll regret it. Maybe she'll be like sad and it'll make her, you know, feel some type of way. But at the end of the day, I feel like she's going to come up with an excuse if it doesn't go well.
Darcy, you need to call Molly and let her give you the 411.
Yeah. Oh, she probably watched the season.
Luis was not as mean as Justin.
I don't give
He didn't say true, that about still, the illusion. Like, that's just
still.
I know.
Okay. He was foul.
Your children come first.
Yeah. Yep. Foul is foul. Third question. If you were dating someone and they told you about their extensive criminal history, do you think you would be able to look past it? I'm waiting for your answer, Linda.
I'm going to be real right now. 100% real. I'll just say maybe. I'll do maybe.
Okay, why?
I want to say no because you said extensive criminal history.
Extensive.
So can you give us an example?
Example, like petty theft, like they stole some gum from the corner store.
No, I'm going to say we're going to go on Paul. Paul level arson type vibes.
Oh, heck no, techno. No way. No.
That's like sociopathic. He burnt down the house. He has like a restraining order against his girlfriend and vice versa. So obviously there's like some things loose up in his head.
Some loose screws.
If it's that level, then no. If you stole like a Kit Kat from the store, then I could probably get past it.
A speeding ticket, maybe a DUI. But heck no. Arson? That's linked to some other crazy stuff.
So for our last last question, you don't need the signs. This is a would you rather. I need to know, would you rather meet your soulmate and live happily ever after or find a briefcase with $5 million in it?
Meet my soulmate?
This is not a sign question. Which one would you rather?
Meet my soulmate?
Yeah, I'm going to go with meet my soulmate because maybe my meet my soulmate lost the $5 million briefcase and he's right down the street. So then I have my soulmate and $5 million.
Or maybe your soulmate is rich.
Yeah.
Or maybe
Yeah. But you know what? You know,
it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
I'd rather my soulmate, because even if he has nothing, at least together we can build whatever we want to build and have our future together. And if we both have nothing, at least we have together and happiness.
Linda, real ride or die.
Real talk 101.
I am a real ride or die.
Yeah, and you know what? Your money ain't gonna hold you at night.
For real.
Right.
For real. And we've seen what money has done to a lot of people, and it's not pleasant.
Yeah. So what are your predictions for next episode?
I'm so mad at these couples.
Predictions time.
I think it's going to get uglier between Darcy and Jesse. I think he's going to be kind of rude to her kids, just seeing how he is already acting. I think that, what's his name? Ricky. I don't think she's going to show up. Or
I don't Ricky's think she's been catfished all the way.
I think catfish. So.
He's catfished all the way, and I feel for him. I'm so sad for him.
I think he'll be the first one on 90 Day Fiancé that'll be catfished.
Yeah, 100.
So it's then we have to like set him up anyway.
Yeah, 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Darcy and Jesse are already over. I think that we're going to just continue to watch them fight. I think that that relationship didn't last.
They're not together right now, right? Yeah. Or she's doing her own music.
I think Angela is being taken for a ride. Mm-hmm. But I do think that they're going to last. I think that this guy, Michael, is going to make his way over to America for his American dream.
Absolutely.
But the dream is not really going to include her.
Absolutely.
I think he might stay with her.
Nope.
I think,
like my mom says, these guys probably are already married. They have kids in the background. They're going to get to America, stay for the 2 years, get the green card, divorce the person, bring over their wife and sponsor, and call it a day. Real talk.
Well, I think Paul and Karini,
she's stuck on this couple.
I really like them.
It's
so
okay.
I think they're gonna figure things out, and I think her dad is gonna end up being able to look past his extensive criminal history. I think Tariq, he's gonna be in for a rude awakening. Oh yeah, the baby.
What about the baby?
For some reason, I don't think it's his, but
obviously
I think he's
not his.
Okay, it's not his then.
Who's?
I think it's not Paul's baby. But I think he's still gonna like.
He's gonna be like that John guy.
He's gonna
be
just like John. Just like John and act like it doesn't matter.
So
but
she cheated.
That's what we think. That's the word in these TLC streets. God. She cannot be trusted. But we'll get into that next episode.
There's too much.
Guys, there's too much. There is a lot. I don't know. I'm kind of like up and down about how the season's going to go. I hope it speeds up a little bit. But, I mean, we'll see.
Guys, we did this last time, and we're like, oh, what's happening?
We always do that.
They hit us, and we're like, whoa, yeah. What is going on right now?
The couples that we thought were going to stick together.
Yeah, they're laying the foundation.
We'll be here to discuss it again Tuesday at 7. You can always catch us and watch old episodes. Catch up with us. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Yeah, and thank you, fans. You guys have given us so much information. 90 Day Fiancé Reality TV, Savage Edition, the Facebook group. You guys are awesome. We find out so much dirt from you. Continue hitting us up in the comments. Join us in the live chat next week. We love hearing from you. And you can catch me all over social media at Stacey_Olivas.
Guys, Linda Entwee, and I'm all over social media at Linda So Girly. Love hearing from you guys. I'm just going to echo what Stacey said. We love hearing from you, and we love getting all of these photos and all the inside gossip. So if you have more gossip, hit me up.
Bye, guys. Thanks for joining us. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.